Welcome to For Your Benefit, presented by NITP, the federal leader in retirement planning seminars. Join NITP this morning for an hour of plain talk on planning your future. You've got questions, they've got answers.
Good morning and welcome to For Your Benefit. We're here this morning and we're going to have a split show. Samba's going to run the first half and VSP Vision the second half. And it's all relative to open season health plans. And joining us this morning to kick it off for Samba is Walt Wilson. And Walt is, what's your title, Walt? Executive Director?
Executive Director.
Boy, I remember you when you were Executive Director of the retirement seminars at the FBI. And you ran a tough show. And joining Walt is Pam Cummings. She's Deputy Executive Director, right?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. And John Elliott, Executive Director of all things federal and what do you call yourself? Federal Benefit Strategist. I always love that.
Yes, because we're chock full of strategists in Washington, Democratic strategists, Republican strategists, so I decided I'd be a strategist as well.
Okay. And I'm Bob Lyons with the firm that presents the show, NITP. I'm an accountant finance type, and I'm here to learn all about Samba in its 64th year.
That's right, Bob. Samba started as an employee organization by the FBI in 1948. And, of course, it's a not-for-profit organization. We're located in Rockville, Maryland. And we are open to all federal employees and annuitants, which is relatively new. That we've only been open to all feds for, this is our third year. And we offer one of the federal health plans, obviously Samba, and we have life insurance, long-term disability, and a dental and vision plan.
Wow.
Where in Rockville? We're on Old Georgetown Road, 11301 Old Georgetown.
I'm in Rockville, too.
You're in Rockville proper. We're in North Bethesda.
Yeah, okay. All right. So, 64 years, and initially it was the FBI?
It was started by the FBI, and only FBI employees could join Samba or enroll in Samba. And later on, it was open to the Secret Service and DEA, and now it's open to all federal employees and annuitants.
All righty. And you have different plans, of course. You got high and standard options, and always start out by what's the difference between high and standard for those of the listeners listening to this for the first time. You go, high, what's standard?
Higher standards, yeah. Right. Both of the high option and standard option are comprehensive plans. The other than the premium, the big difference is the drug coverage. In the high option, you have more comprehensive, lower co-payments in pharmaceuticals. And also in the high option, if the percentage that we pay both in-network and out-of-network is higher than the standard option. The standard option is our largest, most popular option. And when you stay in our Cigna network, the benefits are very much the same. If you go out of network, we still have benefits, but it's a lower co-insurance amount.
Walt, is there a way to look on the web and see who's in the network and who's not? Is there a central call-in for those that can't get on the web? Let's do the web first.
Yes, there is. You can go to our website, which is Samba Plans, S-A-M-B-A-P-L-A-N-S. .com, and there is a provider lookup. As I mentioned, we use the Cigna nationwide network of providers, but an individual can use our provider lookup that's on our website and check and see what doctors are in their vicinity or find a specialist, that sort of thing, with the Cigna network. Now, if you don't have access to the internet, of course, you can call us at 1-800-638-6589, 1-800-638-6589, and we'll do the provider lookup for you.
All righty. Do you operate in all the 50 states?
Yes, we operate in all 50 states. and overseas.
That was the next question. And you must have known it.
Yeah. We have several members who are overseas. And, of course, what we do with overseas, since they're not necessarily a Cigna provider overseas, but we pay the doctor hospital benefits that are incurred overseas as though it were in-network in Washington, D.C. So it's a fairly good benefit that way.
I looked over your bullet points that you sent and was impressed that you all provide for annual physicals, cancer screenings, well child care coverage, and you also have a weight management program and a tobacco cessation program. Is that the way you pronounce it? And discounts for gyms and whatnot. So you're not only interested in taking care of those that are ill, you're interested in making sure they don't become ill if some of these things would help that.
Yes, very much so. That's why we do all of the cancer screenings and flu shots without any copay or coinsurance, and because we want people to stay healthy. We try to interfere as little as possible between the patient and the patient's physician. So we don't require a whole lot of pre-certification. For example, MRIs, exams, many plans now are requiring pre-cert. We don't. The only thing we require pre-certification for is the in-hospital benefit. Somebody goes in the hospital, then we have to pre-certify that. But we try to, as I said before, minimize our involvement between the member or patient and their physician.
Okay. Prescriptions, mail order? I mean, you don't go pick them up. Do they come in the mail?
Well, you certainly have the freedom to get your prescriptions at retail or through the mail order program. Now, on the standard option, we do require you to use the mail order services for maintenance medications after first fill and one refill. And you'll get a letter in the mail advising you that your medication is considered maintenance and that in order to get the plan's highest level of benefits, you do need to start ordering your medication through the mail order service. And they just come in the mail.
And you have Medco doing, huh?
Yes, we do.
The small company, right? Just being facetious. It's huge.
Yeah, very large company. And Medco's been doing our pharmacy program for several years. And I believe most of our members are quite pleased with Medco.
All right. So you cover them before, I won't say before, hopefully they become ill. Hopefully they never become ill. So you watch out. To monitor that, and then once somebody unfortunately may need it, do you have one of those high deductible health care savings account things?
We don't have the high deductible health plan or consumer driven plan. We're a fee for service plan, both the high option and the standard option fee for service plan, as opposed to high deductible or HMO. And with a fee for service plan, generally, the patient can see any provider they want to. If they stay in our network of Cigna providers, it's less expensive to them. Our copay is $20, whether it's a family specialist doctor, family doctor, or a specialist. We only have one copay as long as you stay in network. And that's $20, whether it's high or standard option. And but no, we don't have the... the high deductible.
I just have to ask because, you know, our listeners are very piercing.
They want to know that. And I don't blame them for wanting to know that. But we're a traditional health plan.
All right. Speaking of our listeners, why don't one of you all give us a call? We're here, ready to take your call. We're at 202-465-3080. 202-465-3080. I will remind whoever is listening to this, it's 10:15 a.m. December 5th. If you listen to us after 10:58 a.m. December 5th, don't call because it's going to be a repeat of the show. But you can email us, and we'll talk about the email in a little bit. So, again, 202-465-3080. As far as keeping your folks happy, I've noticed, you know, over the years, we've known each other a long time, but even, you know, before you went to Samba, but you took Samba from kind of a, I won't say quiet, but it was reserved for a select few, and now it's really growing. You must do that not only by providing good service, but keeping your customers happy, if you will. How do you monitor that?
Well, we monitor it several different ways. About the fairest, unbiased way is Checkbook does a survey every year, and they have rated customer service at the highest levels. Also, there is the Office of Personnel Management, OPM, does a survey where they select at random. They make the selection of members and send out a questionnaire as to how is your health plan doing. And our customer service is either the highest of all the federal health plans or among the highest. And I'm not mixing my words here. It just depends on what you're looking at. But we get good customer service, and we've always felt that our members deserve customer service. I tell people, if we're not treating you right, don't sit there and stew. Give us a call. And we value our relationship with the members. And so that's kind of how we monitor it. And people that handle customer service, they've been at Samba a long time. They're used to hearing concerns, and oftentimes they can put the member at ease as to something perhaps that they didn't understand.
All right, can we drill a little bit into this? We started off by saying you have a standard option and a high option. Can we start off with the standard option? What's attractive about it?
Well, in addition to the premium, which is fairly competitive or is very competitive, it is, as I mentioned before, our most popular option. A $350 calendar deductible, $20 copay. Very good coverage for cancer screenings, well child care. We have the weight management program and the tobacco cessation program. Of course, the big thing is choose any provider you want. You never need a referral to see a specialist. And if you stay in the Cigna network, it's very low cost, very affordable premiums.
And I will add, Mr. Wilson, that we have listened to our members this past year and have placed some benefit changes for 2012 that I think the members will be very happy with. We have lowered the generic copayment for the standard option, and we've also increased benefits for those unfortunate situations when you find yourself in an in-network facility. However, perhaps your emergency room doctor or what have you was not a network provider. We are going to be paying the PPO benefits in 2012.
Great.
In other words, you get hauled into the emergency room, you think you're going to a PPO hospital, in-network hospital, and you find out that the emergency room docs are not in-network, or the anesthesiologist or radiologist or pathologist is not in-network. We now pay it as though it were in-network, even though it's not a network.
Wow.
Facility. And many hospitals throughout the country, we're finding the ER facility is managed by a different group, as well as the anesthesiologists and radiologists. They're not in any network. So oftentimes our members didn't quite understand that. You know, on the way to the hospital, they directed the ambulance to a PPO hospital. It's not quite that way. But then they were concerned about it wasn't these other specialists were not in the network. So we said, you know, you got a point. We will pay everything as though we're in network.
And having the Cigna network, it's almost hard to find a hospital that doesn't participate.
Right. Just about all the hospitals are in, unfortunately, these specialists in the emergency room docs and anesthesiologists before, they're not in the network because they don't have to be. So this lowered our members' out-of-pocket expenses.
Okay, I do this with each of our guests each week. And let's start off and look at one's career. Let's say somebody in beginning career, mid-career, pre-retirement. So let's start with the beginning career person. What would make them attracted to Samba and which option?
I think someone starting their career would be attracted to the standard option. It's a comprehensive plan. It's there, provides good benefits should they need it, gives them their annual physical, make sure that they stay healthy, excellent maternity benefits if they get married and decide to start a family, that sort of thing, with good maternity benefits. And, of course, we have the discount gym program, that sort of thing, if they want to stay healthy and join one of the gyms around town. So I think that would be a wise choice.
I got a really goofy question, and I'm sorry for asking this. Gym. Now, a gym could mean different things to different people. I think we all know what a gym is. But let's say that I want to take boxing or I want to take karate. Would that be included? I wouldn't think not. But
I would think not, unless it's part of Gold's Gym or one of the brands, facilities, networks that we have the discount at. I would think not.
Okay, I wouldn't think so either. I just had to ask it, you know.
Yeah, it's just that part of it is just a discount program. We don't reimburse you or anything like that. So, you want to take boxing, huh?
Well, you know, I read about these people. I'll say you and I, because we're the same age, our age, where, you know, they're getting carjacked and whatnot. I'd like to be able to fight back. You know, I could fight when I was a teenager and in my 20s, but that was a long time ago.
Well, Bob, on my drive here this morning, I noticed in Rockville they have a boxing.
Yeah, that's what made me think of it.
Just opened.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. Now, right near the where Freshfield used to be, right? Yeah. Anyway, sorry to get off on that. Now, let's go into mid-career. Let's say we're still single in mid-career. What makes us attracted to it? And then next we'll talk about we're married or a significant other in mid-career. But let's do still single.
Still single, standard option.
Okay.
Standard option takes you all the way through, really. If you have major medical problems or you're on a lot of medications that are brand name drugs, of which there's no generic version for, then I would recommend the high option. Or you're seeing a lot of doctors, and some of the specialists you want to see are out of network or not in our network, then I'd recommend the high option. Other than that, standard option, we've got you from the beginning to the end.
Okay. And the same goes now I'm married or I got a significant other and
absolutely
same answer.
If you get married, the only thing you have to do is change your enrollment from self only to self and family.
Okay. John? What did you do mid-career?
What did I do mid-career?
Yeah.
I don't know that I changed plans because I was mid-career. What I have done, I've been in a lot of different FEHBP plans. In other words, a lot of people get in a plan, whatever it is, and it's oftentimes Blue Cross, and they don't check the values of other plans, such as a Samba or any of the others. And I never made that mistake. I always shopped for the coverage and the cost that suited me. And continue to do so. I just don't automatically assume that I'm going to want the same plan year after year after year. I check to see if there's one at a better cost or covers things that I need covered. But I don't need much covered, fortunately, knock on wood. But of course, then I have I do have a spouse that was covered, and I had kids when. Well, I actually still have an under 26-year-old that's covered, although he is covered by his employer as well. But that's why we still have the family plan rather than two self-onlys, is because he's probably going to go to grad school before he's 26, and I'll have him under he'll be still under our family plan till he's 26. So for the balance of the open season, I would encourage people to shop around.
That's a good point, Walt, because Samba might offer. We talked about it last week with Walt Francis, and he said, well, it's just this, and it's not just this, it's this times 12.
That's right.
And as an accountant, I said, you know, that's really a lot more than that, because if you spend a dollar, you have to make $1.50. So if you do the multiplication, it really saves a lot of money, because you got to pay taxes on it before you spend the dollar.
True. You know, this being during the open season, when federal employees have the opportunity to look at their plan versus another plan. And by the way, the open season ends next Monday, December the 12th. I often refer employees to the OPM website, opm.gov. And under the insurance tab, there is a health plan comparison tool that lists all the health plans, whether it's fee-for-service or HMO or consumer-driven, in your area. And you can go through and actually compare the benefits as well as the premium of each plan. And so, again, I recommend that a lot of employees that are concerned wonder if their health plan is really meeting their needs. Is there something out there that maybe might be more appropriate for them? That's an excellent tool that OPM has. And it's an unbiased tool, that's for sure. And so OPM has had this tool available to federal employees and annuitants for a number of years. And I encourage anyone with any questions, check the OPM tool, particularly if they're thinking of changing their federal health plan.
And the website for that is opm.gov/insure, I-N-S-U-R-E. Yeah, it's all there, all plan brochures, the comparison tools, and it's all there for you. There's another great source that's been around for a long time, guidetohealthplans.org, which is run through Checkbook, which, of course, points out the high customer service that Samba has. And full disclosure, I am in Samba, and I've been very pleased with
the service.
I didn't
know that, John. That's excellent.
Yes, I am, yes.
Oh, he's in every plan every
he's
week.
He's in every plan.
Not really.
Not every week.
Samba would have bought you coffee.
I have been in Samba several years now, since, but it opened up to all of us, although I was in DEA back then, but then I retired. But
and are you aware that our dental and vision plan will cover your child until 26?
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, the
speaking of which, why don't we go there? Because we're running a little, not tight on time, but we're running towards the end. I mean, you got a dental and vision plan as well?
Both. It's one plan with both benefits, the dental and the vision. In our dental and vision plan, we use the Aetna network of providers.
Yes, this is a non-federal plan.
Non-FedVit plan that you can enroll in at any time. You don't have to, you're not limited to the enrollment opportunity of the health insurance open season or the FedVIP open season. And we have, there's a lot of differences between our plan and some of the other plans there. But one of the major things is that we will cover children up to age 26, whereas the FedVIP plan stopped at 22. So, and there's no waiting period for any of the benefits except the orthodontia, which is a 12-month waiting period for the orthodontia.
Yeah, and I point out for the other FedVIP plans, and forgive me if this has changed, but historically, the dental plans for orthodontia, you had a 2-year wait before you could use, and yours is only one.
1-year wait.
Yeah. Right.
It's a 1-year wait under the alternate option, and there is actually no waiting period under the DMO.
No. What's the DMO?
DMO is equivalent to an HMO in health insurance. With a DMO, you sign up to see a certain dentist who will take care of all your dental needs or refer you to a specialist if not. The PPO is very much like the health insurance PPO. We use the Aetna network of dentists. And, of course, you can go out of network and still have dental coverage, which a lot of people like. It's not as high a benefit out of network, but you still have coverage.
And for 2012, under our dental and vision, we are going to begin using iMed for our vision care network, where you can have a eye exam in network for a $10 copayment.
Wow. I should join.
And the important point, I think you mentioned it before we went on the air, but it's a key point. You can be in the dental and vision care plan without being in the regular Samba health plan.
That is an important point, and thank you for bringing
that up.
That's
key, because you know, people say, well, you know, and they might well want to be in Samba because of the, I think, personally, great customer service, and that's been borne out by surveys of other federal employees and retirees. But you can join these individual plans, your life insurance, I assume, as well, without being in the regular Samba health plan.
That's absolutely correct, John. And we often have members enroll in the dental vision that have other health insurance plans, and hopefully they will be so pleased with their dental and vision coverage from Samba that they'll look at our Samba health insurance as well.
And I noticed down here, not only do you do everything we just talked about, but you have group term life, accidental life, and long-term disability plans. You don't miss much.
We don't miss too much when it comes to the health life insurance. We try to be, and that's the only thing we offer, and try to offer whatever insurance coverage as far as health or life insurance person needs. And, of course, our group term life is very reasonable rates, very competitive rates with Fagley and the other federal life insurance plans that are out there.
And once again, your children are covered until 26 under the life insurance if you choose to add coverage for children.
Great. All right. We have to bring this to a close. Al is going to be on next. So final comments, Walt, Pam.
Just want to thank you for having us.
Well, thank you for having us, and remind all the federal employees and retirees out there that got a 1 week to go during the health insurance open season. And, of course, at Samba, you select Samba. I hope you will enjoy peace of mind with your Samba selection and think it's the wise choice.
Wow. So thank you. And thanks for letting me teach your FBI seminar a scant 25 years ago or so. A lot has changed, and that was always a pleasure to go to. Not only they weren't tough, they were just inquisitive. You were tough, and well, rightfully so. Anyway, thanks for coming,
thank
and
you,
we'll
Bob.
Do it again next year.
Okay. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Walt. Okay. Nice to see you again.
All righty, John, we're going to have Al Schubert. Coming on next, and Al is Vice President, Managed Care and Health Policy for VSP. What does VSP stand for, Al?
Vision Service Plan.
Vision. So I guess it's something to do with vision?
It does.
All right. Whenever you come on, I always always look forward to, and I never knew this before you came on years ago, looking into one's eyes is looking into one's medical soul, right?
That is true.
Tell the folks about that that maybe didn't hear it before, because it's just fascinating to me what you can learn from looking in the optometrist looking in the eyes. Not,
you know, that's a very good point, because when an optometrist dilates a person's cornea, they're looking at the back of the eye at the retina, and in the retina is the only place in the human body to where you can see blood flow non-invasively. You can see and monitor vascular health. And a trained optometrist can see if you have signs of diabetes, if you have signs of high cholesterol, if you have other vascular-related medical maladies.
So if I did go to an optometrist, should I say, hey, doc, can you see anything that you don't want to see and don't want to tell me? Is that unfair to ask them that?
Not at all. It's something that happens every single day, and the opportunity for detection of more serious conditions is always there. That's the beauty of a comprehensive eye exam, and that's why so many organizations actually require a comprehensive eye exam for that very purpose and due to its importance.
Other than listening to this show, how does one learn about what you offer, and what's the website, where could they go? Can they call in?
They can do both. The website is simple enough. It's choosevsp.com, or they can call an 800 number, 1-800-807-0764, and customer service representatives are standing by to speak to callers. The website is pretty self-explanatory, but it's also comprehensive in terms of not only describing the benefits, but describing what we're talking about, that eye care is part of overall medical health care and why it's so important to sign up for a vision plan.
All right. Are you all available in all the 50 states?
We're available in all 50 states and U.S. territories, and we are in the process of expanding internationally. So for expats and other federal employees, they would have access to the VSP benefits in several other countries.
Wow. All righty. So I do this same thing you may have heard when I did it to Walt and Pam, but I do it to the other folks as well. Again, beginning career, what would cause me to want this? You know, my vision is perfect, and maybe it isn't, but I think it is. Why do I want it?
You know, that's a good question. There's two reasons why a person would want to choose a vision plan, even for their children. One of the first is whether or not they need refractive care. So you and I are wearing glasses. I know that John is wearing contacts because we had a conversation about that earlier.
I thought you could see them in your practiced eye. Yeah,
and so the sort of the first line of offense or defense, as the case might be, is the ability to be fitted for prescriptive eyewear, contact lenses or glasses, and whether or not that's needed, even in the case of children. The second component, however, goes back to that medical component that we were just talking about and the detection of chronic disease or chronic conditions. Most people don't believe that they can have signs of diabetes and other medical maladies show up through an eye exam, but it's clinically true.
Well, it's better than having blood drawn.
And a lot more pleasant, in my opinion, than going to a regular doctor. You can, I get an exam every year, it's a good thing to do, particularly as we get into, as Bob and I are in our 60s, as we age, we are more in danger of what things like glaucoma and cataracts and so forth and so on. So glaucoma is treatable.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to go blind, but if you get an annual exam, they'll catch it early enough, typically, where they can treat it successfully. So I don't know if young people ever get glaucoma, do they?
You know, normally young people do not, but young people get other vision care-related maladies. Strabismus is that malady where you have a lazy eye that goes one direction or the other. Those are the types of things that can be discovered even in children.
There's such a thing as high pressure in your eyes as well, which is not related to your blood pressure, I understand.
That's correct.
It's a separate thing, which may or may not be a problem depending on the level of pressure, I guess.
That's correct. The symptom that you're referring to is called intraocular pressure, and within our eyeball, we actually have a certain amount of pressure that makes our eyeball function the way that it's supposed to function. However, when that pressure becomes elevated, that is a symptom of glaucoma, which, if it isn't treated, it is something that can eventually lead to blindness, normally in older age, but it can affect younger people. What's fascinating is about 27% of all the people that go through VSP, including federal employees and annuitants, have had no other contact with any other medical professional in the previous 12 months. And so, speaking to your comment, John, about access, those 27% of the people are at least seeing their optometrist. And as a result, they are able to learn whether or not they have any chronic conditions or simply need their eyes checked and the possibility of a prescription given or a change in prescription.
Okay, let's move to the mid-career person. Married, significant other, unmarried. Now, they ought to be paying more attention to this than, I'm not saying the beginning shouldn't be, but definitely mid-career, the need for glasses sometimes arises, but we don't want to admit it because we can't read the classifieds anymore. I don't speak from experience, of course, with that, but, you know, at 35 or 40, I was having trouble with the classifieds, and that's my favorite section of the paper, but it couldn't be my eyes. And anyway, so why, what attracts me then to call you up, Al, and not call you up, call your company up and say, tell me what you got.
Yeah. I think what happens is that our arms are no longer long enough in order to hold the paper far enough or the book far enough away from our eyes. And that is a sign that likely if we haven't had an eye exam in recent memory, also a good reason to sign up for a vision plan in order to have your eyes evaluated. But I think there's another component here that over the years that we've been doing this segment that we may not have talked about as much previously, and that is there's an economic component. I don't like, if I were not covered by the VSP benefits, I don't like having to pay $600 or $700 for a pair of eyeglasses. And through the VSP program, fortunately one that has as high of a benefit level as the federal employees and annuitants are able to obtain through this program, that allows me to save upwards of $400, $450, $500 against that $600 or $700 expenditure in the overall scheme of things. So I think it's not only are there medical things going on, I think there's a fashion component certainly, and there's a refractive component, but I think a lot of this really comes down to economics, and that's one of the reasons why we've had such strong participation in the program. We're pushing 600,000 members covered through the this OPM contract to date, and over 50% of the people that are signing up for vision in this present open season are signing up for VSP. So a lot of good things are happening in that space.
Okay, so let me get this right. I'm vain. I joined VSP, and you said it, and so once a year I want to change my glasses, if for no reason other than to change my glasses. Can I do that without you saying no?
You are able to do that. Remember, this in the industry, this is called a voluntary contract, which means that federal employees and annuitants are using their own money in order to sign up for this. Federal employees, for the most part, there are Section 125 tax savings that are associated with the selection of this benefit, but you're still using your own money.
And Section 125 is like
The IRS code, Section 125.
Well, I think I know that, but maybe some of the other folks don't.
Sure. essentially what it does is it allows you to enjoy tax savings through that payroll deduction, through OPM, in order to, in effect, not spend the dollar for dollar. I couldn't estimate what those savings are, but the
huge, because it's quadruple tax savings. No FICA, no Medicare, no federal, and no state.
Exactly.
And if there's a county, no county, so it could be whatever a five is.
Exactly. And so back to the point, I think it makes economic sense for people to sign up for the vision benefit because, and looking at the average premiums, they're very low regardless of what plan you go through. And then it comes down to who has the best benefits. And in past years, we spoke in this room about the fact that we deliberately approached this wanting the absolute highest benefit level that we could put out there. And we believe that's been rewarded with the 600,000 people that have joined.
That's a lot of people.
It is a lot of people.
And retirees, we should reiterate, do not get the pre-tax benefit either for their vision dental plans or their regular health plan.
Now, the feds have a system for this pre-tax benefit called FSAs, flexible spending accounts.
There are those, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Right, just so the feds don't get lost. Not that they would get lost because they're any different than anyone else.
And since you brought it up, anybody who isn't in a flexible, and an employee, they're not available to retirees. Anybody who isn't a flexible spending account, FSAs for short, should check it out. You have one more week to enroll. It's the same open season period to enroll in an FSA, and it's a way to save tax dollars on money that is not covered by other insurance, and for things you're going to spend any out of pocket anyway, and for medical, and as well as, don't want to get too far into it because we don't want to eat into VSP's time, but also dependent care. And I just want to close. I'll get shut up after this, but it's so important, particularly if you have kids under 13 who need before and after school care, or some need to be in camp during the summer while you're working. You need to look at a flexible spending account. And the website is fsafeds.com.
Good.
No,
it's
highly important.
No, it's a good point, and also fits into what we're talking about.
Yeah, maybe
it fits outside.
Maybe next week, if I don't know who's on next week.
You and I.
Just the two of us?
That's it. We're going to do the wrap-up. So
let's hit FSAs hard next week. Of course, they'll only have a few hours to sign up, but right. We still need to.
We're going
to
do the last week wrap. We need some music for that. Please, I promise not to dance. Anyway, let's get back to something serious. Al, sorry. We got into the rap business. This year, your plan, is it different than last year? What enhancements were made? What things were taken out?
That's a good question. And this year, we did not make any changes. The benefits are exactly the same. And we didn't want to argue with success with the statistics that I mentioned in terms of those that are going through the open enrollment that we're getting. Over half of the people that are selecting Vision are selecting VSP, and the 600,000 people that we already cover. But I also think it has to do with the access that we have. You mentioned having are asking the question if VSP has doctors in all 50 states, which we do. But what's not a very widely known fact is that we also have doctors in, using the federal definition of, called medically underserved areas. And those medically underserved areas are typically in extreme rural areas. They're in places where doctors, regular medical doctors, either are not in the area or have left the area. And in nearly 100% of those federally defined medically underserved areas, we have VSP member doctor optometrists to serve those communities. So we believe that access has a component for federal employees. Anywhere there's a small post office or other federal facility where employees just happen to live in rural areas, they still have access to a VSP member doctor.
May I ask you a question without hearing any names? Are there any other vision-only plans within the federal cafeteria line?
You know, our offering is a unique offering for many of the reasons that I've described. Yeah. But you have your choice of three vision benefits. We are VSP Vision Care at the ChooseVSP.com website. And we are the only standalone plan. Vision Care is all we do. We are a not-for-profit entity. And as you know, there's been a lot of debate in Capitol Hill and throughout the country on the healthcare reform law and so forth. And as a not-for-profit, that allows us to grow and reinvest back into the organization. And it sets us apart because we are a standalone. We're not trying to provide shareholder value and those types of things. And our other two competitors fit into the space of being part of much larger medical organizations. And so those are the choices that federal employees and annuitants have over the next week or so.
Yeah, over the years, I always found that this is what you do. And most everybody else that comes in here, with all due respect, they do this, they do this, they do this. You just do this. So if somebody said, I have teeth of iron, I just need my eyes checked.
We've been doing it for a long time, since the mid-1950s, and we've grown to be the largest at what we do. But you're right, it's very singular focused, and it is the only thing that we do.
And now, you're good enough to come to us from California, because that's where you live, and I'm sure you didn't come just for this show, but it's always nice to have you. I think one year we did it on over the telephone, which was fine, but it's always good to see you. So you're on California time, but you look wide-eyed anyway.
I do this commute quite a bit.
All righty. Now, if somebody in your plan, is there a number of visits they can have during the year? Is it up to them, or is there a restriction so you don't get the hypochondriacs going every third week?
There are plan limitations. As good as the benefits are, you can only get an eye exam and a pair of glasses or contact lenses once in a given year. And that the clock starts ticking again with each open season. So effective January 1st, since most businesses are closed, January 2nd, more than likely people can go in and immediately use their benefits. But they tend to be staggered throughout the course of the year. And because we're talking about a nationwide program, we have seen that there is quite an uptick in the early part of the year, and then it starts to level off as time goes on. But the benefits are calendar year and available once each year. If you try to use the benefits more frequently than that, you won't be allowed to do that.
Well, yeah, but who needs more frequent? Yeah. Yeah, that's... before we forget, if you're going to sign up for VSP or a dental plan, it's still, correct me if I'm wrong, Al, but I think it's still, at least it was last year when I did it, it's benefeds.com. You go www.benefeds, B-E-N-E, feds, one word, .com, and it's real easy to enroll once you've decided on what plan you want to enroll in, whether it's a Vision ESP or one of the other Vision plans or one of the seven dental plans. So very easy to do. I did it for the first time last year, as did my wife, and it was very easy.
I was at OPM just a couple of weeks ago, and I learned that OPM is considering expanding that type of online enrollment to other benefits. So just not to the Vision
easy.
Plan, just to make it easier for federal employees and annuitants.
Okay, could I go beyond eyewear and eye checkups? Let's say I need a cataract surgery. Mm-hmm. Is that covered in the plan?
Normally that would not be covered by the Vision plan. We are covering the diagnosis of any chronic conditions. We are covering the eye examination itself, comprehensive eye exam, and then we are covering the eyewear, be it eye glasses or contact lenses, and then various treatments and so forth that you could have done to your glasses that are real popular amongst federal employees and annuitants. But the medical treatment of the eye would normally be covered by your medical plan, whomever.
No, that's a good point, because instead of being a disconnect, there's still a connect, but this does this and this does that.
Exactly.
And I would imagine most feds have a medical plan, unless they have it elsewhere.
What about LASIK eye surgery? Would that be covered under your regular health plan, or do you contribute to that?
We actually, by going to certain facilities, have a discount against a LASIK procedure. Technically, LASIK is considered a medical procedure, and it is somewhat invasive. You know, you're going under and you're having a computer a laser actually do the surgery on your eye. So certainly that would be outside of the scope of VSP, other than going to VSP authorized providers and getting a discount off of those services.
Yeah, so pretty much if LASIK is going to be out of pocket for you.
That's correct.
And I understand that. And we'll talk about LASIK when we talk about FSAs and the benefits of FSA versus next week.
When we do the wrap.
So,
Al, you've been successful at this.
Mm-hmm.
What do you attribute the success to other than just being good? I mean, somebody like me that didn't even know until we met that this was a singular focus, how do you get the word out to other people like me that didn't know and then get them into your network, if you will?
Well, we are about to start the sixth year of a seven-year contract. So we've been doing this, obviously, for the last 4 years and change. And we're starting to think about OPM's renewal in 2014, and so we're excited to respond to that in the overall scheme of things. But what keeps, we think, participants coming are the high benefit levels that we've talked about, the economic savings, the access of VSP member doctors throughout the country. But we know through our focus groups and our surveys, instruments, and so forth, that federal employees and annuitants get online and chat and compare and send emails to 10 or a dozen of their friends when they have good experiences. They probably do the same when they have bad experiences. But we are fortunate to have such high patient satisfaction that with federal employees chatting online and listening to programs like this and so forth, that they are coming to the realization of what are the highest quality plans. And so federal employees, because they're using their own money, are voting with their feet. And in this particular case, we're fortunate to have the 600,000 people and growing covered.
When you do the health fairs, I assume you do some health fairs, mm-hmm. what do you find the most interesting comment? Because if I'm walking and I come up and I say, what do you all do? And you really do that? I mean, do you get much of that?
We do. What most people want to know it, at that level are if the benefits are comprehensive and if their doctor's on the list is probably the very next question. What most are surprised to hear are the things that we've been talking about in terms of the detection of chronic conditions. That really tends to be unique, and it's an educational process. It's in a lot of our literature, but it also boils down to the benefit fair materials that we do. Most people don't know that you can see signs of diabetes through an eye examination. And based in this country, there's 79 million of us that are considered pre-diabetic, and roughly 27, 28 million that have full-blown diabetes. So it's an important thing in order to have your eyes checked to do what we can against the scourge of diabetes.
Okay, we have about a minute and a half. I got to ask you this.
Sure.
If I'm going to see my optometrist, and after listening to this show, what should I ask them if they do that your group would normally do? I mean, should I ask questions? Are you checking this for that and that for this? And
that's a very good question. And following on what I just described, I think it's fair to ask the optometrist what they're doing and why they're doing it. And most optometrists are going to talk about the medical component of what's taking place and the detection of these potential chronic conditions that are a part of your overall health, not just eye health.
Well, we're going to close it out, and thanks again for the education. I get this education every year with you as well as mm-hmm. the others. John, final comments?
Open season's got one more week to run. It ends a week from Monday, December 12th. So check out vision and or dental plans and your health plan. Make sure it's adequate for next year, or do you need to make a change?
Okay, quick, Al. Website?
ChooseVSP.com, 1-800-807-0764. We'd
That's
love to
great.
Hear from you.
Thanks for coming again. John, thanks. Andrew, thanks. See you all next week.
You've been listening to For Your Benefit, presented by NITP. Please tune in next Monday at 10 a.m. for a topic solely devoted to you, the federal employee. The show can also be heard 24/7 on federalnewsradio.com. Thanks for listening.